Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. In part two of our conversation by Skype with Mondy Donaldson of the Better Business Bureau, she talks about coping with airline delays and flight cancellations. Mondy, welcome back to The Exchange.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Carolyn.
Tell me what we should do about canceled flights, travel delays, things that we see repeatedly on the news.
Right. What we're seeing, Carolyn, is that scammers are taking advantage of increased flight cancellations, and they're actually, a lot of people are impersonating airlines. So to avoid these travel scams, if you come across a company that you haven't dealt with before, the deal looks too good to be true, then contact the BBB at bbb.org for reviews and feedback from previous customers.
Have you actually worked with people who call the Better Business Bureau and say they've had this happen?
I certainly have. And these ladies had booked through a site that looked enticing. The scammer took their SkyMiles, and they ended up having to purchase two sets of tickets because the first one, the money went to the scammer, and then the second one, it went to the airline. You should always double-check flight details. When scammers are blasting out the fake airline cancellation emails and texts, don't fall for that. Confirm their information and call back the customer service line on the particular airline that you really thought you were booking with.
How about travel protections? Can you find out if your credit card offers that?
That is a great tip. And a lot of credit cards do have a lot of travel incentives placed in where you might get points for travel or meals abroad or things like that. If you pay with a credit card versus a debit card, if anything happens, you have a much greater chance of getting your money back when you use a credit card.
What are the rules if an airline flight is canceled by the airline itself?
So what you have to do is, what kind of ticket did you buy? They're very strict about if it's something that the airline has caused, then you will get your money back, or they'll try and rebook you, or they will compensate you for a hotel room or something. You have to go to the individual airline to see what their policies are on rebooking.
So what if the airlines offer you a voucher?
You know, I do think vouchers are very legitimate, but just be careful of any third-party website. Confirm the URL before you enter any personal or payment information. And don't be fooled when you go to Google the name of an airline. Don't necessarily pick the one that's up at the top. Come on down and look for the thing that says official site of that particular airline. When you purchase a ticket or a hotel room too, they'll say no refund. You have to look and see, are you buying a ticket that there is absolutely no refund on? Because on the different levels of tickets, many times it is very clear what you can do or not.
And finally, travel insurance. Would that help this situation of the airline schedules just going out the window?
I definitely would recommend it. There again, read the fine print on the insurance. See what it covers and what it doesn't cover.
Well, Mondy, you've given us a lot to think about, and maybe thanks to you, we can have a decent vacation.
So we want everybody to have a safe holiday. We want them to make good decisions and just have a good time, but be careful as you plan that trip.
Joining us by Skype from Mobile was Mondy Donaldson, Vice President of the Better Business Bureau Educational Foundation, serving Central and South Alabama. More information can be found at the website bbb.org. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.